Let's take a bit of time now to settle the body into whatever posture you've chosen, whether sitting or standing or lying down. And just feeling into the touch points where the body makes contact with the earth, the floor, the chair, the bed, the mat. And allow for some nice full breaths. And then letting the breath relax and feel the breath in the whole body, breath and body together, just to begin to have a full sense of the body. Can we bring a friendly interest to the practice and to ourselves as we go through? Can we endeavor to intend to have gratitude for this body? Even the parts that may be uncomfortable, knowing those uncomfortable parts are sending powerful, important signals to us for care, for kindness. And now let's release the breath and let our awareness drop all the way down into our feet. And simply feeling the sensations of the feet, the toes, the soles of the feet, the tops of the feet. Appreciating the multitude of sensations that can be felt here. Appreciating too all that our feet do for us over a lifetime. The walking, the running, the dancing, even the sitting. And of course, feet take a lot of wear and tear. They can get injured, become arthritic. Noticing any troubling sensations and offering some kindness, maybe soothing touch in your soothing touch spot, or if you can feel your feet at this point with soothing touch, a massage. Offer soothing words. And so as we go through this practice, we open to the sensations. We appreciate that we can feel them. And we open too to anything that's challenging with kindness. Not to fix or change, but to really bring kindness to it. And we see what happens next. And thanking our feet, thank you feet for all you do. As we then move into the lower legs and feel into the ankles, the shins, the calves. appreciating these powerful bones and muscles for all manner of locomotion. Opening to anything that's challenging. Bringing kindness to it, compassion. And then letting the awareness come into the knees, thanking our lower extremities, and then coming into the knees, feeling the sensations here. Maybe there's a pulling, a stretching. Maybe the sensations are really quite neutral. Thank you, knees, for all you do, allowing us to bend, to hopefully walk, move about. Bringing kindness, soothing words, soothing touch to the knees, if there's anything here that's achy. Appreciating that knees work so hard, they are bound to get injured and arthritic over a lifetime for many of us. And thanking our knees, thank you, knees, as we now move into the thighs, feeling these strong muscles and bones. And taking in the hip joints. Appreciating the power of these muscles and bones. Biggest muscles, biggest bones in the body. And opening to anything that's challenging here, maybe with some soothing touch, a bit of massage, a little adjustment in posture. Is there anything you can let go of here, any tightening that you don't need? And let's let the breath help us, breathing all the way down the legs to the toes. Feeling the legs and feet. Thank you, legs and feet. And on the last exhale, let's shift our attention into the upper extremities, noticing the multitude of sensations that are available in the hands. Hands are a wonderfully grounding place, along with feet, for resting our attention. There's so much to feel. Tingling, pulsating, warmth, coolness, vibration, an aliveness. Having gratitude for the hands and all they do, we can care for ourselves and others, greet others. We can write and type, knit, manipulate tools, make food. Create. And opening with kindness to anything challenging in the hands. Maybe they need a little massage, some soothing words. Thank you, hands, as we let them be and draw our attention up into the wrists and forearms, including the elbow joints. And into the upper arms, including the shoulder joints. And these highly mobile joints allow us to do so much, so many activities, from walking to reaching to hugging. All kinds of exercise we do involves the shoulders. And so again, because they're so mobile, they're so skillful, they get hurt, they get injured. And so opening to whatever you may find here with kindness. Letting that attention in the shoulders really go into the shoulder muscles, all the rotator cuff muscles. So often tight as we go through our lives. Maybe a little massage here into the shoulders. Maybe they can be dropped. Maybe they're hunched up and they can be dropped. What can we let go of? Little shoulder rolls. And breathing down the arms from the shoulders to the fingertips and feeling the upper extremities all together. Thank you, hands and arms, elbows and shoulders. Thank you, thank you. Appreciating the miracle of body. And releasing the upper extremities on the exhale. And dropping attention now into the pelvic region, which will include again the hip joints, but also the pelvic bones and buttocks. Sense of the reproductive organs, lower intestines, bladder, many important parts of our body that keep us alive. Thank you, pelvis. Thank you. This beautiful cushion for sitting. These sitting bones. And And letting the awareness come into the abdomen, feeling whatever sensations are here. Some may be about digestion, some may be about emotions. Appreciating that the abdomen houses the stomach and small and large intestines for digestion, and the liver and gallbladder, pancreas and spleen. All these complicated organs functioning automatically to keep us alive. Thank you, abdomen. Thank you. And offer soothing touch, soothing words to anything that's challenging here. And then letting the awareness travel into the back of the body, from the tailbone all the way up the length of the back. And so just trace the length of the back from the buttocks into the low back region, often tight with stress. And appreciating the spine and the muscles of the back, holding up the whole torso and the head as well. Bound to get fatigued. Feeling the movements of the breath in the back. The ribs move. And thank you, ribs, for protecting the lungs and heart and kidneys. Coming up the length of the back into the shoulder blades. Maybe they're squeezed. Maybe you need a little shoulder roll here. All part of the shoulder joints, the shoulder blades, and these muscles. And noticing any tension there and how it may radiate into the back of the neck. Maybe some neck rolls. And thanking the back and the neck, the back of the neck, for all that it does for us. We have the vertebrae. In front of that, we have the aorta carrying the blood from the heart and other great blood vessels. And we have the whole peripheral nervous system traveling out from the spine. Incredibly miraculous. And breathing down the length of the back from the nape of the neck to the tailbone. And releasing that on the next out breath and thanking the back and the back of the neck. Thank you. Thank you. And letting the awareness move into the chest. We might sense the heart, the movements of the lungs, the heart and lungs doing a duet of oxygenating the blood and sending it to the body, receiving it back, and letting go of the carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, excess nitrogen, oxygen to, what we don't need. Feeling sensations in the chest wall, maybe part of heart and lungs, maybe part of emotional life, soothing touch perhaps, soothing words. Thank you, heart. Thank you, lungs. And coming into the front of the neck, feeling whatever is there, appreciating many important structures here. Nerves and great blood vessels, esophagus for food, trachea for the air, vocal cords for speaking and laughing and singing. And feeling the breath from the neck all the way down to the pelvis, feeling the whole torso and neck together. Thank you, torso, belly, chest, back, neck. Letting that go on the out-breath as we now come into face and head. And so we feel into the chin and jaw. Might be tight, open to the sensations, maybe a little massage or movement to help here, but open to the sensations first. Appreciating the jaws involved in movements of the mouth. And sensing the mouth, so much to be appreciative of here. The lips for smiling and kissing. And the whole mouth involved in eating and tasting, chewing, the teeth, the tongue. And sensing the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils and appreciation of the sense of smell. The pleasant ones, the unpleasant ones, all helpful. The elaboration of our sense of taste through our sense of smell. And feeling the facial muscles and cheekbones, these lovely muscles of emotional expression, how we connect with one another. Feeling too the eyes, the miracle of sight. And even if our vision is challenged, the eyes give us so much in color and shape. We might have tension around in between the eyes and into the forehead. We tend to carry emotional stress here. And soothing touch as need be. And feeling the ears and appreciating our capacity to hear. And again, even if our hearing is challenged. Hopefully we can have some hearing. One another's voices. music. Feeling into the head, the scalp, maybe hair, the skull, protecting the brain and all of these cranial nerves, sight and smell and taste and expression and hearing. And breathing in and out of face and head. Thank you, all these wonderful senses. Thank you, brain, for orchestrating the whole thing. And letting that sense of breathing into extend down the arms to the fingertips, down to the tailbone, and all the way down to the toes, feeling breath and body as a whole. Thank you, body. Thank you, body. And listening to the end of the bells to take us out of the practice into the next moments of mindfulness.